The Haines EOC reports a second case of COVID-19, and new cruise ship protocols could hamper Skagway's economic rebound. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. The Haynesboro Emergency Operations Center announced Tuesday that a second active case of COVID-19 has been identified in Haynes. The new case follows an announcement on Saturday that a non-resident in Haynes had recently tested positive after traveling. KHNS's Henry Leisha has more.
According to the EOC, the newest infection came from community spread since the individual has not left Haynes recently. The announcement states that the patient is asymptomatic and quarantining. The Department of Public Health is working on tracing close contacts. Nearly 500 Alaskans tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend as a surge in cases that started about 2 weeks ago continues to climb. Both Saturday and Sunday set record single-day highs for new cases reported in one day. Those displaying COVID-19 symptoms can call the Search Haynes Health Center at 907-766-6300 to set up an appointment for a test. Symptoms can include cough, chills, difficulty breathing, diminished sense of taste or smell, diarrhea, fatigue, fever, aches, nausea, rash, chills, runny nose, sore throat, or increased phlegm. Free COVID-19 tests for asymptomatic individuals are also available at the Search Haynes Health Center on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sundays from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. No appointment is necessary. The Haynesboro is offering testing vouchers to anyone who has entered Haynes from outside the community. To request a testing voucher, email eoc@haynes.ak.us. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.
New cruise ship health protocols would limit passengers' shore experience to only cruise line-approved tours, stores, and restaurants. But the municipality of Skagway doesn't want to see any local businesses left behind. COVID-19 dealt the cruise industry a crippling blow this year. Port closures and emergency orders effectively canceled sailings to Alaska after the virus infected hundreds of people on vessels around the world. Dozens of passengers died. So the industry has a lot riding on safety protocols for the 2021 season. And so does Skagway. Nearly its entire economy is at stake. When the Centers for Disease Control asked port communities to weigh in on how cruise ships should operate, Mayor Andrew Cremata was concerned about some of the implications.
Pay close attention to item 19, which is phrased, should cruise ship operators limit shore excursions? That question raises a lot of red flags.
That's back in an August municipal assembly meeting. Since then, the cruise industry released health protocols that indicate it would control passenger movement on shore. Cremata says he's wary of a scenario where the federal government allows the cruise ship industry to control which local businesses see passengers.
Say in the town of Skagway, there were only two tour operators, one restaurant, and four retail outlets that were approved by the cruise ship. Where does that leave the vast majority of business owners? Obviously, that's not a tenable situation. You could get 1 million passengers in 21 and still see 80% of your businesses go under.
Cruise lines say they plan to contain passengers in bubbles on and offshore. Mayor Cremata argues that with 1,000 residents and one main street, the whole town is a little bubble of its own. It's an outlier in that sense, and another. Skagway has never had a confirmed positive case of the coronavirus. Some see an opportunity to turn that exceptional record into an exception, to let all of Skagway be in bounds for cruise passengers. Here's Assemblymember Dustin Stone at the last assembly meeting.
Right now, we're negotiating with the chip that we are COVID-free. And that's our biggest and best chip. And if we lose that this winter, we right now have writing that says this is our plan.
The plan he's talking about is the cruise line control scenario, which isn't a viable one for the future of Skagway's economy. So Cremata says the community needs to be ready to do whatever it takes to convince the cruise industry not to limit passenger movement in town.
Skagway has to be prepared. You might be a very pro-mask, you may be very anti-mask, and that's all great. But if the cruise ship companies say that everybody needs to wear a diaper on their head or they're not going to do business here, we better be willing to go out and buy a box of Pampers, because Otherwise, we're not going to have a community here post-2021.
In a letter to the municipality's tourism department, Alaska Cruise Industry Representative Mike Tibbles wrote that, quote, "This initial restart is not where we hope to be in the future," and said the industry looks forward to expanding its safety net so that more shops, attractions, and restaurants are included. Kermata says conversations with cruise lines and other industry representatives have been similarly positive, but none of them has made him a binding commitment yet. Award-winning California novelist Tommy Orange will be the keynote speaker for next year's Northwoods Writers Symposium, a creative writing conference based in Skagway.
And we're just thrilled that we're going to be able to have him here because he's in pretty high demand, and we were really lucky.
Jeff Brady is one of the founders of the symposium. He says during discussions with other organizers, Orange quickly rose to the top of their list of preferred speakers. Orange is a member of the Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes of Oklahoma. His wildly successful debut novel, There, There, chronicles the lives of urban Native Americans in Oakland, California. It reached number 8 on the New York Times bestseller list and was a finalist for the 2019 Pulitzer Prize. This year's Northwoods Symposium was held virtually due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Brady says he hopes to host workshops and lectures in person next spring, but they are prepared to use virtual platforms if necessary.
Knowing that some people will not want to come here, we've talked about having maybe some sort of virtual component along with an in-person conference. So we're gonna work with the technology, whatever we can pull together in Skagway.
The 2021 Northwoods Writers Symposium is scheduled for May 26th through the 29th. That's all for your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strumpel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.